This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Word-for-word scripts for staying in patient hearing mode, where a difficult person says something you strongly disagree with. Exact language that keeps you listening when every instinct says fight back. In short, patient hearing mode fails at exactly the moment it matters most when someone says something you find wrong, unfair, or offensive. The scripts here give you prepared language for that exact moment, drawn from the core framework, so you can hold your listening posture without surrendering your position. Acknowledgement is not agreement. The scripts separate the two clearly. A 3-second pause before speaking interrupts the reactive cycle before it starts. Preparation is the only reliable alternative to instinct under pressure. Definition: patient hearing mode is the deliberate, practiced state of continuing to listen with genuine attention when a difficult person says something you strongly disagree with, using specific language and internal regulation to stay present without abandoning your own position or shutting the conversation down. There is a moment in every hard conversation where patient hearing either holds or collapses. Someone says something you believe is wrong, unfair, or simply infuriating. Your chest tightens, your jaw sets, and whatever composure you had built up over the previous 5 minutes starts to crack. I have been in that moment more times than I can count, on both sides of the table. What I know now, after 6 decades of difficult conversations, is that the people who navigate it well are not calmer by nature. They are more prepared. They have language ready before they need it. And say it right every time. I call the master system for these moments the core framework, 4 pillars, in sequence, built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Chapter 2 of that book covers the full framework, but the core principle that matters most for patient hearing is this: connect before you correct. You cannot hear someone genuinely if your brain has already moved into rebuttal mode, and you cannot move into genuine understanding without specific language to get you there. These scripts are that language. How to use these scripts without sounding like a robot. Read the situation description first, not just the script. Every one of these scripts was built for a specific kind of moment, and using the wrong one in the wrong situation will feel off. Read the context, find your match, then adapt the words to your own voice. Say each script out loud before you use it. Seriously, say it aloud. If it sounds stiff coming out of your mouth, adjust the phrasing until it feels natural. The words in brackets are yours to replace with specifics. The structure is the part that stays. None of this works if you skip the pause. Before any of these scripts, give yourself 3 seconds of silence. What I call the 3-second pause and say it right every time is a micro-intervention, 3 seconds to interrupt the amygdala hijack, the moment your brain reads a social threat and shuts down rational thinking. 3 seconds is enough to stop instinct and start choice. 6 scripts for staying in patient hearing mode. Script 1. When they say something you believe is factually wrong. The situation: the difficult person makes a claim you know to be incorrect, and your instinct is to cut in and correct them immediately. Why it works: correcting someone before they have finished speaking shuts the conversation down and positions you as an adversary. This script keeps the conversation moving by signalling you've heard them while reserving your response for after they have made their full point. It applies the openness pillar of the core framework. You stay genuinely present even when you disagree. Standard version: I want to make sure I have your full point before I respond. So just to confirm, you're saying restate their claim. Is that right? Okay, tell me a bit more about where that's coming from. Formal version: before I respond, I'd like to ensure I've understood your position correctly.
My understanding is that you're saying restate their claim.
Is that an accurate summary? I'd appreciate hearing more of your reasoning before I share my own perspective. What to watch for after: if they continue to double down on the claim with more force rather than more evidence, that is useful information. Stay patient.
Gather the full picture before responding.
Use script 4 if the volume starts to rise.
Eamon's note:
the urge to correct someone mid-sentence is one of the most common killers of real hearing.
Let them land. You will have your turn. Script 2. When they blame you directly and unfairly. The situation: the difficult person attributes a failure or problem directly to you, and you believe it is inaccurate, or at least incomplete. Why it works: a direct accusation triggers the strongest reactive response. This script uses the empathy bridge, a technique from Say It Right Every Time, where you acknowledge the other person's experience before delivering your own perspective. It lowers their defensiveness and signals that you're taking their view seriously, without admitting fault you do not own.
Standard version.
Okay. I hear that you're frustrated, and I can see why the situation feels that way from where you're standing.
I want to understand exactly what you experienced.
Can you walk me through what happened from your side?
Formal version.
I appreciate you being direct with me. I want to make sure I understand what led you to this conclusion.
Can you walk me through the specific situation as you experienced it?
I'm listening, and I'll share my perspective once I've fully heard yours. Casual version, genuinely appropriate here. For close working relationships, that's hard to hear, but I'd rather hear it than not.
Tell me what you saw happen.
I want to understand your side before I say anything.
What to watch for after.
Some people, when given real space to speak, will soften their accusation on their own once they feel heard.
Let that happen naturally. Do not rush to your rebuttal.
If they escalate instead, see how to de-escalate team conflict before the conversation goes further.
Eamon's note.
Here is the truth of it: staying quiet when someone blames you unfairly is one of the hardest things a person can do. It is also one of the most powerful.
Script 3. When they express a view that conflicts with your values. The situation.
The difficult person says something that cuts against a principle you hold strongly, and staying neutral feels like complicity.
Why it works.
This script separates active listening from passive agreement. It uses respectful directness, a concept from chapter 2, say it right every time, to signal that you've heard them while making clear your own position will differ. You stay in patient hearing mode without pretending to be neutral on something that matters to you.
Standard version. That lands differently for me, and I want to be honest about that.
But I also want to understand your thinking, because I might be missing context. Help me understand what's driving that view for you.
Formal version.
I want to be transparent. My perspective on this differs significantly.
That said, I believe hearing your reasoning fully is important before I respond.
Could you elaborate on what has shaped your position on this? What to watch for after?
This script signals a difference of values, which can create tension.
Watch your own body language carefully here and cross your arms. Keep your eye contact steady, and lean slightly forward.
Your nonverbal posture is carrying as much weight as the words.
Eamon's note. You can hear something fully and still disagree with every word of it.
Patient hearing does not mean you leave your own values at the door.
Script 4. When the difficult person raises their voice or becomes aggressive. The situation.
The conversation heats up.
They start speaking over you, raising their voice, or becoming visibly hostile.
Your instinct is to match their energy or shut down entirely.
Why it works.
This script does two things at once. It names the emotion in the room, which neuroscience shows actually reduces its intensity, and it signals that you want to continue. Just not like this.
Naming the emotion is a technique I cover directly in chapter 2. Say it right every time. When you put a word to what is happening, you interrupt the cycle without dismissing the person.
Standard version.
I can see this matters a great deal to you, and I respect that.
I want to keep talking about this, but I need us to slow down so I can actually hear you.
Can we do that?
Formal version.
It's clear this is an important issue for you, and I want to engage with it seriously.
To do that well, I need the conversation to slow down.
I'm committed to hearing your perspective fully.
I'd ask that we both take a breath and continue.
What to watch for after?
If they continue to escalate after this, do not stay in the conversation.
Use the postpone option.
I think we're both too emotional right now to have a productive conversation.
Can we agree to come back to this tomorrow at specific time?
That script comes directly from the core framework, and it is not a retreat.
It is a choice for a better outcome.
For guidance on returning to the conversation well, the deal method for resolving conflicts gives you a solid structure.
Eamon's note.
Raising your voice to match theirs is like throwing petrol on a fire and wondering why everything burns.
Script 5.
When they interrupt you repeatedly, and you cannot complete a thought.
The situation.
You're trying to listen, but the difficult person keeps cutting in, which makes genuine patient hearing almost impossible and leaves you increasingly tense.
Why it works.
This script uses a boundary held with confidence, not irritation.
It focuses on behavior rather than character, which is a core principle of the core framework's respect pillar.
You name what is happening without attacking the person, and you request a specific change rather than a general one.
Standard version.
I want to give you my full attention, and I will.
I just need to finish this one thought so I can actually be present for what you're saying.
Complete your sentence.
Thank you.
Now I'm listening.
Formal version.
I'd like to ask that we each take turns speaking without interruption.
I extend you that respect, and I'd appreciate the same.
It will make this conversation much more productive for both of us.
Please continue. What to watch for after. Some people interrupt from anxiety, not aggression. Once they feel you're genuinely listening, they often stop. Others do it to dominate. Watch which pattern emerges and adjust your approach to the individual. If this is a recurring team dynamic, the frameworks in how to mediate between two team members can help you address the broader pattern. Eamon's note. Asking for the space to finish a thought is not aggressive. It is the foundation of any real exchange. Script 6. When they say something that triggers your strongest emotional response. The situation. They say the one thing that reaches you most directly. Maybe it touches an old failure, a professional fear, or a personal wound. You feel the reactive cycle starting in your chest before you've even formed a thought. Why it works. This is the hardest script to use, and the most important one to have ready. It buys you time honestly, without pretending you are fine when you are not. Acknowledging your own emotional state, as I outline in chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, actually builds trust rather than undermining it. It shows the other person that you are taking their words seriously enough to feel them. Standard version. That's hit me harder than I expected. I don't want to respond until I've had a moment to think, because I want to respond well rather than just react. Give me a few seconds. Formal version. I want to be honest, what you've just said has landed with some weight for me. I'd like to take a moment before I respond so that I can give you the considered answer this deserves rather than an immediate reaction. What to watch for after. After the pause, use script 2 or script 3 depending on whether the trigger was a personal accusation or a values conflict. The pause is the script's most important feature. Do not cut it short. Eamon's note. I have learned the hard way that the worst things I ever said in difficult conversations were said in the first 3 seconds after being triggered. 3 seconds of silence would have saved me years of repair work. When the scripts are not enough on their own. Scripts give you the words. They do not give you the internal state you need to say them. Before a conversation with a difficult person who's likely to say something you disagree with, run what I call a conversation pre-mortem. Identify the one or two things they are most likely to say that will trigger you hardest, and then rehearse the script for that specific moment. Out loud. More than once. This is what I mean when I say confidence is the direct result of strategic preparation, not a feeling that descends on you. You build it deliberately, before you need it. If you want a full preparation system for difficult conversations, the How to Start a Difficult Conversation That's Blocking Your Team's Synergy article gives you a practical structure for the moments before you even walk into the room. And for understanding why psychological safety makes patient hearing easier to sustain, see how psychological safety enables honest communication. What breaks patient hearing before you even open your mouth? There are a handful of patterns that consistently collapse patient hearing mode at the moment of disagreement. Recognizing them is the first step to stopping them. The mistake. You formulate your rebuttal while they're still speaking. Why it happens. Your brain processes the disagreement as a threat and immediately begins preparing a defense. What to do instead? Use the 3-second pause after they finish before you reach for any script. Let the silence be deliberate. The mistake. You match their emotional intensity without realizing it. Why it happens. Emotional contagion is real and fast. Their agitation becomes yours within seconds. What to do instead? Plant your feet, drop your shoulders, and speak at roughly half the speed they are using. Your body can regulate the room. The mistake. You paraphrase them too quickly before they have finished making their full point. Why it happens. You want to show you are listening, but you jump to summarize before they are done. What to do instead? Wait for a natural pause and ask if they have more to add before you reflect back what you heard. The scripts in this article all build in that space. For guidance on the language patterns that erode connection, common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy covers this in detail. The mistake. You use I hear you as a full stop rather than a doorway. Why it happens. It has become a reflex phrase that can signal the opposite of actual hearing. What to do instead. Follow I hear you immediately with a genuine restatement of their point. Show them what you heard, specifically. If you want language tools to keep the focus on your own experience rather than the other person's behavior during moments like these, the How to Use I Statements in Team Conversations article gives you the direct counterpart to the scripts here. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions.
What is patient hearing mode?
Patient hearing mode is the deliberate practice of continuing to listen with genuine attention even when someone says something you strongly disagree with. It requires internal regulation, a short pause before responding, and specific language that signals openness without surrendering your own position.
How do you stay in patient hearing mode when you're furious?
You use the 3-second pause from the core framework to interrupt the amygdala hijack before it takes over. Then you reach for a prepared script that acknowledges what you heard without agreeing with it.
Preparation before the conversation is what makes this possible under pressure.
What should you say when you disagree but want to keep listening?
Say something that separates acknowledgement from agreement.
Phrases like "I want to make sure I understand your full point before I respond" or "that lands differently for me, but tell me more" signal that you heard them, while keeping the conversation open and your own position intact.
Why does patient hearing break down during disagreements with difficult people?
The amygdala hijack kicks in the moment you hear something that threatens your position or values.
Your brain reads it as a social threat, shuts down rational thinking, and pushes you toward defending or attacking.
Without a prepared script, your instinct fills the gap and usually makes things worse.
Can you practice patient hearing without agreeing with the other person?
Yes, patient hearing is about understanding, not agreement.
The scripts in this article are specifically designed to hold your listening posture while making it clear you have a different view.
You can hear someone fully and still respectfully disagree when it is your turn to speak.
How does the core framework support patient hearing?
The core framework builds patient hearing into its openness and empathy pillars.
It teaches you to connect before you correct, name emotions to reduce their power, and use the empathy bridge to acknowledge the other person before delivering your own perspective.
Chapter 2 Say It Right Every Time covers this in full.
Patient hearing mode is not a gift some people are born with.
It is a skill you prepare for, practice in low-stakes moments, and apply when the stakes are highest.
The scripts in this article will not feel natural the first time you reach for them.
They will feel mechanical and deliberate, because they are.
That is exactly why they work.
Real hearing under real pressure is never accidental.
It is the result of having the right words ready before you need them, and the courage to use them when every instinct says otherwise.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.